and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's everybody? Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It's a tea Tuesday, right? Another one we get to spend together, so let us know what's up with you, everybody. I feel discombobulated. Why? I feel like I didn't sleep well last night. You're sick over there.
Yeah, man.
Charlotte, how you feeling over? You ready? Are you good?
Tense.
Oh.
Are we doing our teas already?
No.
Tense.
Spoiler.
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm not spoiler. I'm dead.
Why are you annoyed? What's up?
One of my suitors is irritating me.
You can start.
I can start. Nah.
Tea Tuesday, just a weird tradition we have, is tell us how you're feeling today. But it has to start with a tea. It's a Greg Carpenter tradition that started as a tired Tuesday. But maybe you're not tired. And we said, that's fine. We don't want to put that on you. But just have your Tuesday start with a tea. I don't know. It's weird. Jess, your Tea Tuesday.
My Tea Tuesday is trying to keep my eyes open Tuesday.
Real?
I am getting sick. And like last night, dude, I couldn't breathe out of my nose. So I would like wake myself up throughout the night and I couldn't breathe and I was coughing. And I know now that we're about to, something's coming, because now Garage Boy's starting to not feel good. And that man never gets sick. So now I'm like, if he's going down, I'm about to go down.
We're about to head into a new pandemic, you guys. Man. So be careful. I don't want to freak anybody out. But if Garage Boy gets sick,
this is
not a good situation. Charlotte, what's going on? What?
Okay, I got to do the speedrun version of this. So you know how Uncensored, I was telling you guys about how one of my crushes I'd been on a date with, and then I crushed out because I thought he was ghosting me, but then he was like, I'm not ghosting you.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's actually ghosting me now.
Remember he told you it was a liability?
Now I'm ready to crash out again. Yeah. So that's why I'm tense right now.
Mm.
Your turn.
Shocker. What, you're telling me that...
the guy we literally told you to stop talking to is ghosting you now.
You should have stopped talking to? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll break that down later on. We have more time. I'm having a time wasted Tuesday.
Ooh.
It's Amazon Prime Day today.
Yes.
And every listen, I'm
today and tomorrow, right?
I think it's usually 2 days. I people say cheap. I'd like to say I'm cost effective, man. I'm financially responsible. I love saving money, so I get excited on these days, man. I hop on Amazon Prime this morning. There ain't nothing on there. There's never anything good on Amazon Prime Day. These are usually the days I buy like protein powders. Those are like good days. But like, is anybody, I ask this question every Amazon Prime Day, what is anybody buying? Maybe a Roomba. It's a good day for like Roombas and like nonsense like that. I did buy the triplets. There's this Yoshi from Mario. These eggs, they're like Yoshi literally pops out of. But you know what sucks being a triplet uncle is you have to buy three of the same toy. You can't buy just one of them. So I had to literally buy three of the exact same toy, because I'm like, if Yoshi pops out of the egg for one of them, it has to pop out of the egg for all three of them.
Yeah. Bro, but honestly, I feel like you should be thankful right now when you can get the same thing for all three, because I think it's going to be a whirlwind when you're going to have to get something different and they genuinely start getting into their own interests. You know what I mean? Because at least right now, when you're checking out, you're like, times three, done.
Yeah.
But what happens when they start having favorite colors and characters?
You're going to need Princess Peach. You're going to need Waluigi. It's going to be crazy.
It's true.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Because Amazon's Prime Day officially kicks off today and running through the 26th, you know that means other stores are going to be doing discounts and deals for you just to kind of keep an eye on. Target is giving away free Starbucks drinks this week starting today. Shoppers can score a free Starbucks treat as part of Target Circle Deal Days event, which runs through this Friday as well. So any Target Circle member, including those on the free tier, you can get a free tall, hot or iced brewed coffee or cold brew at in-store Starbucks locations. Just scan that barcode in your Target app.
I will say this too, for Amazon Prime Day, because I was just complaining about it a little bit ago. If you do have Amazon subscriptions, you can go and unsubscribe and resubscribe, because you can get like a discount on things you already subscribed to, which you won't get if you're already subscribed to, because I save a bunch of money that way. So just a little pro tip, all right?
Number two.
Olivia Rodrigo has launched a new music festival, the Daisy Chain Fields Festival, featuring an all-female lineup led by Rodrigo alongside artists including Chapel Roan, Doechii, Mitski, Stevie Nicks, Sarah McLachlan, and so many more. What's really special about this festival is 100% of the net proceeds will benefit charities focused on supporting women and girls' rights, which include Baby to Baby, Center for Reproductive Rights, National Women's Law Center, and more. The festival is set for August 29th in California's Great Park in Irvine.
Number one.
Clive Davis, who launched or rejuvenated some of the biggest careers in music, has died at age 94. His family confirmed he passed away at his home in New York City on Monday. Davis was recently hospitalized related to respiratory problems. In 1967, he became president of Columbia Records, founder and president of Arista Records in 1974. Just a few artists that he launched included Barry Manilow, Janis Joplin, Earth, Wind & Fire, Aerosmith, and of course the feather in Davis's cap was always Whitney Houston. He saw Whitney and her mom Sissy perform at a New York City nightclub and was so impressed that he signed Whitney immediately, and she became one of the biggest selling artists of all time under his mentorship.
So he was how old?
He was 94.
94, man. It's a legacy. It's like one of those people that's like, damn, like that's a life. We always say at the end, like, we hope we have like one of those lives that like you can talk about, and like Clive was one of those people you're like, damn, like that was a life.
Man, and that was literally just like not even the tip of the iceberg for his career. Oh, no. What about like LaFace Records that he did, like course. Signed Aretha Franklin, Alicia Keys. Like it's before we hopped on, it was just obviously thinking of his family, but it's just so weird when we saw that headline that I can't, like in my mind, I just feel like he's just always supposed to be there, a part of music. Yeah, yeah. So definitely thinking about his legacy today. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
You never know which of your passions will become your kid's passion too, and something that Maya is picking up is something that she's getting from her dad.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
All right, welcome to your latest episode of Nieces Know Best. It's starring Jess's niece, Maya. And by the way, before we introduce you to Maya, this is supposed to be like the family sitcom moment of the show. We kind of designed it that way to kind of feel like your favorite family sitcom from back in the day. So who is Maya, Jess?
Maya is 11 years old. She is a new sixth grader, and she just graduated from fifth grade. I'm really close to my family. They're all on the West Coast. So once a week I will chat with Maya, you know, just about different things that are going in my life, or also just to get her insight on stuff. And with Father's Day just passing, I wanted to ask her something important that she learned from her dad.
So with Father's Day, you know, just this last weekend, I wanted to ask you, what is the most important lesson from your dad that you've learned that you want to carry with you in your life as you grow up?
This may not sound like the most sentimental thing, but I feel like the thing that I actually want to learn from him most is like his cooking skills, because everyone always tells him how good of a cook he is. And I guess I just really want to like have that feeling, because chefs are really cool. Shout out to all the chefs. It's really cool to cook for other people and then have them enjoy your food and give you compliments on it. And I feel like I just want that moment kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually been taking cooking lessons from him. Now I know how to make spaghetti.
Ooh, I think that is so special, because not only is he an amazing cook, but when he does it, he brings people together. And I think that is something that you like to do too. And so I completely understand why that's something you would like to learn from him. And the things that he makes as you get older, when you know how to make them, they'll remind you of him. So I think that's something really special that you're doing right now.
I kind of also want to learn like more life lessons from him, because my dad is a very wise person.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just it. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Maya. I love you.
Did you guys want to be like your dad back in the day? Was like that's somebody you like looked up to?
I think what is really special when she talks about my Uncle Chris cooking is because the thing when he cooks is like he invites everybody over, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing that stands out about him, and obviously that's my dad's brother, my dad does that in his own way too. So mm-hmm. It's like he's the guy that brings everybody together. And so I think that is something that has always I've wanted to recreate and get that from my dad as well.
Same
so
thing.
When she was sharing with me what stands out to her about her dad, I just think it's so cool about like them as brothers and like just like them together. That's exactly what they do. And so for us, that's just something that like we want to pass on as well.
See, I didn't want to be like my dad back in the day. Like I didn't see a lot of similarities with me and my dad back in the day. Like I was kind of embarrassed by my dad because I always thought my dad was like really tough. And I didn't like that about my dad back in the day. But now as an adult, I appreciate that about me. Like I always say I'm a good mix between my mom and my dad because I can be soft and like all this stuff. But then like I like my tough side of my dad, but I hated that. I always was like, oh no, like I didn't. No, I don't like that about my dad. Did you want to be like your dad back in the day, Charlotte? Or
I still want to be like my dad. Yeah. Like he's like back so cool.
Back in the day, did you?
Yeah, because he was always so smart and like... just nice and fun though.
Your dad's fun. Yeah. How about your mom? Did you want to be like your mom back in the day? I always feel like looking at your parents, like did you want to be like your parents when you were a kid or no? Because I think it could change or maybe not as you like were an adult.
I feel like my mom used to embarrass me because she's so good at like talking to strangers, but the older I get, I'm like, that's really cool and it's her superpower, and that's
you are your mother now.
We all are our parents.
That is Charlotte Smith to a T, everybody. All right, there you go. There goes Needs Know Best.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
This game is worth $1,000 in free gas from Royal Farms. We play it every single day. So, like, if you like, if it's just fun to play along, who cares? Come on back. Same time every single day here on Mix. Caller number 10 is playing for real. Hi, who's this?
Jacqueline,
what's up? You're number 10.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I'm
so excited.
Oh, my God. Wait. Have you played before, Jacqueline?
Long-time listener,
first-time
caller.
Oh, my God. First-timer. Oh, yes. Show. We love that. Hi, so happy to have you here. It's like, yeah, I can always tell by like the surprise in someone's voice. They're like, wait, I actually got through. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You're here. You've done it. Well, welcome. Hopefully not last time either. Let's do this. So you've heard the game before, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, then we're gonna explain how this works, and then we're gonna give it first time for Jacqueline. Jess, how do we play the $1,000 minute?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Jacqueline, you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number 1. What movie features the character Hermione Granger?
Harry Potter.
Correct. Question number 2. To 2 decimal places, what is the value of pi?
3.14.
Correct. Question number 3. What actor said, Luke, I am your father?
Peter.
What actor? Oh, we said what actor, and that's not the actor. I think we have to buzz you out for that, because, I mean, I know.
It's all right.
It's okay. Yeah. It's James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Dang it.
It's all right. But yeah, you came in pretty confident. You came in pretty confident, which I love the confidence. Yeah.
No, that was a good job.
Like, oh, that's not the actor.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's all right.
We can still play for fun, though.
Yeah, let's keep going from there, okay? Because you knocked out 1 and 2 pretty easily, and then, yeah, James Earl Jones. All right, number 4, Jess, let's go from there.
What is the capital of Connecticut?
Harvard?
Yeah. Okay, pop
Dang,
off. Let's
watch
go.
The rest of these.
Number 5, what is the team name of the NHL team playing in Anaheim? Okay, what?
Damn.
Let's go.
Oh, God. Okay, here we
Anaheim
go.
Anaheim Ducks. Okay, number 6, what is the last consonant in the alphabet?
C.
Yes!
Oh, God.
No.
Okay, she's going to do this. Wait. Oh, God. All
Let's
right.
Let's see how you would have done on number 7. Who played Ariel in the live action The Little Mermaid?
Halle Bailey?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Jacqueline. Oh, Jacqueline. This was going to be your round.
No, 6 out of 7. 6 out of 7. You should be proud for your first time through. Like, absolutely.
Man.
Oh, Jordan.
Jacqueline, painfully close today. I mean, that would have been, and I know if you would have just thought through, and I knew that may have been a trick question for somebody. I was like, man, that's going to get somebody. Hey, B.O., first timer. Let's go. Come on. Give it up. Yeah. Well, you've got one under your belt. We always say it's the hardest one, so I don't see why you couldn't do it again. We'll come back tomorrow, 7 trivia questions, and we'll give it a shot all over again. Okay, Jacqueline?
All right, sounds good to me.
Have a good day, Jacqueline. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
I don't know what it feel like to come out as gay. I don't know like what that feeling would be like. I mean, especially back in the day, it must have been really tricky. Honestly, I don't know if it'd be any easier nowadays, especially like if your parents didn't quite really understand it or accept it, you know?
Yeah.
And happy Pride Month, by the way, everybody. It's something we haven't really mentioned as like a big point of the show, but big allies here on the show.
Yeah, happy Pride.
My brother is gay, by the way, and it's not like a point, I guess. I don't really talk about it a lot because it's just my brother. I'm like, that's my gay brother. It's just my brother, right?
Right,
like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That's why I don't really mention, like, my gay brother over here.
It's kind of a multifaceted person.
You're right. It's a lot to talk about my brother. Not like, yeah. That's not like a big cornerstone for who he is. But it used to be. It used to be actually a really big point because, you know, y'all, I grew up in Georgia. And back in the day, that wasn't really a widely accepted thing. To be honest with you, my brother was probably the first gay person I ever knew as gay.
Wow.
Was,
really?
Was my brother. And we're talking like early 90s in the South. It
was. That was out to you.
That was out. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember it was pretty shocking. It was shocking to me. It was shocking to my parents. But honestly, my brother has always been pretty proud of who he was. Now, I can only imagine that.
As he should.
As somebody that was, I think he was like, he was in college when this happened. So I can only imagine what that must have been like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for Father's Day, we decided as kids to record some video messages for my dad, just kind of answering some questions. And one of those questions was, what's one of your earliest memories of dad, right? And my sister had edited all these videos together and we watched it. And the way my brother answered this question really touched me. And I want to share it with you guys this morning because truly we don't understand each other's struggles. And we don't understand even like the way these little micro moments really touch people. And I think like in honor of Pride Month, I want you to just hear this one micro moment. And I think for really anyone who might be struggling to accept their own identity. It could be you. This could be any of us trying to like accept our own identity, who we are just as people, and how this really changed his perspective. Listen to my brother's story. Listen.
One of the ones that sticks out the most with me was after I came out to you and Mom. You know, you both said you'd always love me, but obviously in the beginning, there was an awkwardness amongst all of us, not knowing how to interact or what to do. And I was there on the Friday. You come home from working. And I was just there in the driveway by my car. And you said, what are you up to tonight? And the reality was I was going on a date with Peter. So I told you the truth and said, well, Dad, I've got a date with my boyfriend, Peter. And you just kind of paused and you were quiet. And I was wondering what you were processing or what you were feeling or thinking. And then you just handed me a $20 bill. And you said, well, son, have a good time. And that's always stuck with me. Because that was the only thing you knew to communicate. You didn't understand it. Maybe didn't feel like you liked it then, but you still loved me and you were wishing me well on my journey. Thank you for that. I've always remembered that. And I've shared that story with a lot of people. But even without you having to fully accept something, I understand it. You still love me. And that $20 bill represented a lot more than you'll ever know.
I don't know why that story touches me so much. I mean, clearly because I know my dad. And I know how hard that whole time was for our family. And I don't just think about it like in the microcosm of just my family. But I think about it, you know, in the concept of anyone that must be struggling with like trying to figure out their own identity.
Yeah, and like being uncomfortable with their parent and not knowing how they're going to respond, and, you know, and like with when your brother mentioned, like, I'm just waiting to see how he's going to process it. It's hard. You know, yeah. I think even so many people, especially just like having the conversation of Pride Month, I think for a child to have to pause and ask themselves, okay, how is my parent going to react to me? And unfortunately, having to question the unconditional love that they've always experienced. And I think for them to have that interaction and for him to have that memory, because that was the first step in acceptance. That was the first step in their relationship and also normalcy, yeah. Right? Which is what your brother has always deserved.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's a very sweet moment between the two of them.
Yeah. My brother's always been very bold and courageous in being who he is. And I've always admired that about him,
mm-hmm.
especially at such a young age. And he was in college, you know, a young guy. And I always really appreciate that about him. And you know, maybe this is the message you need to hear today, to either like find that boldness to be yourself, or maybe it's to let somebody be themselves, especially in Pride Month, y'all. All right. Here's the headline. Maryland mom goes viral, catches the attention of Moana star The Rock. Did you see this, by the way? This was crazy viral. Katie Napier is her name, and literally walks into Target, sees that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is selling shampoo, mm-hmm. and is like, what? The Rock is bald. Like, how is this possible? If you haven't seen it, I mean, it's got literally millions of views. I mean, it's literally five seconds long. Let me play this.
Don't give up on your dreams. The Rock is selling shampoo and conditioner, and he's bald.
Goes massively viral, and it's funny because it's like one of your neighbors. And Katie, this is funny to you because obviously it's like, you know, how is The Rock like selling shampoo, right? Like,
I mean, it's more than just shampoo and conditioner. He has an entire line.
Yeah.
But it was very funny. But he's bald and selling shampoo and conditioner.
So you just saw this, think it's funny. I'm gonna post it. Just funny, like we all do, right? You post that as of today. What's the number at?
54 million, I think, on TikTok.
Wow. And that's like so fun.
32 million on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Like, that's wild. That's a wild number. Like, have you like been able to like put that number in your head yet? Like, how many people that is?
No. I was like, oh, that's a lot of football stadiums. Everyone was tagging him. And I was like, okay, maybe he'll see it. Maybe he'll comment. But then I was like, I doubt I'd even see the comment because they were just going so fast.
Yeah.
And then I opened Facebook and one of my friends had tagged me and posted the video that he posted. And I basically hyperventilated and ran into the house and everyone's blowing my phone up.
That's awesome.
The duet, the message just basically said, you made me belly laugh. I thought it was so funny. P.S. There's a big ASS gift on the way.
And oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
Papa Tui, the brand, reached out to me on Instagram and said, hey, Katie, The Rock loved your video. What's your address? And I gave them my address and they said, OK, great. Papa Tui coming your way. And I was like, OK, great. My husband and my son are going to love it. Right.
Yeah.
And they showed up at my house 2 days later. The head of Papa Tui, Rich, handed me his phone and there was a 2.5 minute voice note from The Rock.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
As Maui.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He thanked me for the video, loved it, and said, we'd like to invite you and your family to Hollywood next month for the live action premiere of Moana.
No way.
It was insane. And then he said, that's not all. And then the box truck pulled up into my driveway and it's a picture of Maui and it said, don't give up on your dreams, Katie.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
And it's a picture of Maui on the beach and it's a digital wrap of this truck. And I'm like, 2 days. They did this all in 2 days.
I was going to say, bravo to their marketing team, by the way.
Yeah,
right? Seriously. Like, bravo and the marketing team.
So they unloaded a ton of Papa Tui into my driveway. And it was all in my garage for a while. My garage smelled incredible.
Yeah, suffer life.
And it was insane. I've gifted a lot of it. My friends are getting packages probably today.
Yeah. Birthdays, and Christmases from here on out.
Everybody gets Papa Tui all the time.
Literally.
We're talking to your neighbor, Katie Napier, who literally just went viral after lovingly making fun of The Rock about having a hair care line, being bald himself. So, Katie, now that you've gone viral, what is next for you?
We fly out on July 6th.
Wow.
The premiere is on the 7th. And then we fly home on the 8th.
Wow.
It's a very quick trip.
So fun, though. Do you guys actually get to meet The Rock when you get out there? Do you know?
Yes.
Oh, so cool.
Awesome.
All because of just one silly thought you had in your head.
And like, wild. Like, yes.
What a weird 6 weeks this has been for you guys. You know what I mean? Like, what's the moral of the story in this? Like, what do you take away from this?
I mean, I wasn't on TikTok or Instagram to get famous or do anything
yeah.
bizarre or crazy or wild. But if you are, just post the content. Mm-hmm. Everything is content.
Would you trust a robot to deliver your food? Now, before you answer that question, I want you to hear this story because maybe you will, maybe you won't. They're just getting a little wild out there, y'all, okay? Just found this story. What is this?
They're getting wild and low-key breaking the law. I would assume if you're not abiding by SWAT directions, but from a SWAT team, that's breaking the law, I guess. A DoorDash food delivery robot called Dot the Robot had a delivery in Arizona last week, right where a SWAT situation was unfolding, and it literally just rolled right in and ignored police commands to go through. Like, obviously, imagine like all these people trying to like tell it to stop. It's just like keeps rolling, holding this DoorDash order. So Dot was clearly on a mission that did not want to be delayed. And so they literally had to call DoorDash to keep this thing from moving. A technician had to come out, collect Dot, and then haul it away in a truck.
Well, I mean, it sounds messy. That's the problem with technology right now, right? I mean, it doesn't listen to like law enforcement. How does it know to? It doesn't know to, right? The police are going to say it stop. It's like, I don't know how to do that. It's not what it's programmed to do. It's programmed to go from like point A to point B.
And first they off, weren't sure if like the suspects were the customers, which is why it kept going towards there. There was no way to like figure it out.
I didn't even know that they could do this yet. I didn't know that like that robots were delivering food like that yet. Would you trust robots to deliver your food?
No.
You think? No.
Well, after hearing this, clearly
a little,
no.
Like, kind of freaking you out.
There's too many factors that you can't like program for. You know what I mean?
I don't think I care. I don't think I care if a robot did. Listen, I'm all about everyone keeping their jobs, by the way. And I don't want to get into that whole conversation. Jobs are important. I think it's important for you guys. A lot of Uber people listen to the show, yeah. DoorDash. I want you guys to keep your jobs. But do I care if a robot shows up to my house and gives me my food? That does not bother me.
That's
in 2026.
Scary.
Like, I think I'm okay with that. Because I'll be honest with you, some of y'all drivers be getting it wrong too.
I don't
Do
even
I still have
like
a tip
it.
On this, by the way?
No,
I don't
even
have a
like
tip
it
a robot.
When I'm at a restaurant and like the robot has the plate on it and it like rolls up to your table and it's like,
no, I'm okay
number
with that.
Table two, and then it comes off and then like the person actually walks over and like gets the plate off of like the robot.
I'm
the little
okay
thing.
With that.
I don't like that either.
I'm
because
okay with that robot.
You guys don't feel uncomfortable when you see it rolling towards you?
No, I'm okay with that
I
robot.
Do. I don't
it
like
feels
it.
Threatening.
Yeah.
Let's play a little game. We're gonna play a little game right now called Are You Okay with That Robot? Okay, it's called Are You Okay With That Robot? All right. Driving your Uber, driving an Uber,
bro,
like self-driving car.
You will not find me. What is it? A Waymo? You will never find me in there.
It's on time.
That's
like it's
scary.
It kind of freaks me out a little bit, but I usually feel like. But again, I don't think I have a tip that driver. So like, I'm okay if a robot wants to drive me. I'm okay.
The tip is your life
with that
staying intact.
Basically,
I'm okay with that. With that robot. Okay, we're playing a game called Are You Okay With That Robot? What about teaching your kids? Are you okay with that robot?
No!
I mean, think about it. Yo, AI, because think about it. Your kids are already using AI so much for anything. Let's just take the teacher out of the classroom at this point.
No.
We got like
mayhem.
An animatronic robot.
The kids are going to be running around crazy. Are you kidding me? There's no way to regulate the situation of what would be going on in that classroom.
School's burnt down.
Yeah. They would
honestly,
do so much stuff to that robot alone, unsupervised. Heck no.
I wonder how teachers would answer that question, though. I bet some teachers would be like, yo, put a robot in.
Like watch
good.
What happens.
Yeah,
watch what happens.
Taking care of elderly people. Are you okay with that robot?
No.
Dude, I just see this robot literally malfunctioning. And what if it dies? Like, what if it runs out of battery and, like, it's supposed to be a caretaker of somebody? No.
Robots versus seniors? That could be
that
a
could
crazy
be bad.
Movie.
But I'll be honest, some of y'all are probably ready for, like, the robots to step in. Like,
no!
Some of y'all are probably like, yo, these old people would be driving me crazy. Like,
no
please
way.
Let the robots take over because I've
That's
just had
mean.
It. Now, this sounds crazy, but I tell you, I'm not going to tell you told me this, but it's coming very soon. It's basically happening at this point. Robot doing your surgeries.
Ew.
Yeah. Like it's
no.
Yeah.
I mean, so basically Star Wars is coming to life.
It's happening. I mean,
no,
with pretty good accuracy. Are you okay with that robot?
No.
What if it's 50% of the cost?
Because the thing about the removing like the human that with the experience, like obviously schooling, yes, but the experience, the robot is only going to do the one task that it knows how to do.
Exactly.
You cannot teach a robot to be like, oh, I've been in this situation before and that didn't work. Let me try this real quick.
Half the
like,
cost, though?
The robot's not going to be able to.
25% the cost.
What do you, bro?
What,
25%
the
cost.
What happens when the SWAT team comes in? Then what happens? Then you die.
All right, let me give you one more. Flying a plane. If a robot flies a plane,
no.
But the flight only cost you $50. Wherever you want to go, $50 flight.
I would never.
A robot has to fly the plane.
No.
Are you going on that flight?
I will literally burn everything down. I will run away screaming, crying, throwing up. I would never, ever, ever.
I'm telling you.
Bro, you would let a robot fly you in the sky? I live through Spirit, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I can live through Spirit, I can live through anything. No. That's my consensus on that.
Oh, that's terrifying.
You don't trust robots? Okay. We're talking about all these different scenarios, like, would you trust this robot to do this or that? And one of them was like senior living centers. Like, would you trust them with like elderly care? Bethany the Baker, you actually work in one of these. Like, would you want a robot to like take over your job, like, and do that? Like,
I would absolutely love for a robot to take over that job. But I think every single day is so different with all of these questions and requests that we get. It is impossible to program that.
I think the main thing is, like, if someone doesn't want to take medication, like, you can't have an elderly person, like, fighting a robot getting physical.
Let
like,
them
that's
fight
just
it out
not
with
okay.
a robot. Not with me.
Right.
Like, that's just not okay.
Take it out with a robot. That's the robot's problem now, not mine.
No.
You know what I mean? Fight it out. You
know
and ChatGPT.
Lawsuits?
Y'all can go back and forth. Not me. Like, it's not my problem anymore. It's the robot's fault, not mine. Like, I don't know. Everyone's all scared of the robots. I'm not scared of the robots.
I'm scared. Did you guys see the videos of the robots downtown? They're walking around downtown and they're standing up.
You're talking about Baltimore?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, but, like, that's fine.
No, I actually thought we were under attack when I saw them.
We're not. They're gonna do all kind of terrible jobs we don't want to do. I love the robots. This is what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Bethany, I'm telling you, the future's coming. It's going to be great. So, there we go. Goblin limped. You knew I was going to screw this up. I've been practicing all morning, too. Say it, Charlotte.
Goblintimacy.
Thank you. It's a term that Charlotte brought to the show today. Do you want to explain what that means, Charlotte?
Goblintimacy is basically, you know how on first dates you want to show up with, like, presenting your best self? So goblintimacy is the opposite concept. It's where you just show up as your full self and your full truth. You don't hide any of the ugly parts of yourself.
Yeah.
You just say, here I am.
You're worse. A goblin.
Yeah.
I'm a goblin.
You show your goblin self basically
on
the first date.
You show up as a goblin.
Because, mm-hmm. It's right. You know, you would typically show up like, you're fake, basically. You're fake on a first date. Most people are. You're not going to show them your worst sides.
Surface level.
Right. You're not going to show them like your ugly
your
sides.
Most presentable self,
so
usually.
Why not just show them your goblin side on the first date instead? So that's a new trend this morning, right?
Yeah.
So if you were going to show your goblintimacy, God, there we go.
I just want to be like, if you were to show up as a goblin.
As a goblin on the first date.
Mm-hmm. These are my riddles three.
Let's go around the room and you can text us too. So what is your goblin? We got to have a different word. What's your goblin side? Okay. If that was it. Like, what's your absolute worst side? If this is like, hey, this is it. This is my goblin side. There we go. What is it for everybody on the show? And then you text us yours too. Like, and you know, this is like your ugliest side of yourself. What is it, Jess?
I mean, in my mind, like, the visual that's going on in my brain is like me walking up to a table and having literally like baggage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and like dropping it
like,
onto
what
the
is
table.
Your baggage? Yeah.
Opening the bag.
It's like your ugliest. And let's say it's your one thing. You get to pick one thing of like, ew, this is my ugliest part about me. Of like, especially when it comes to like dating or in a relationship. Like,
I don't think it's necessarily, because I don't know if it would be ugly, but also I just think it would be like things that might not be fun to handle. Because in my mind, I immediately am like, I'm crying all the time. And also, you will have to have almost like daily, if not every other day, conversations, speakerphone conversations with me and my parents. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like thinking of like family interaction and family baggage. Like, even last night, like for dinner, Garage Boy and I are eating dinner. And you know what's also happening during dinner? My parents on the phone for an hour and a half. Yeah. And we're having like a group conversation
about something.
And for some people,
sit there and put up with it.
For some people, that could be a lot. But like, that is a part of my baggage.
What do you think he would say it is? Your goblin side.
I think for him it's like my overthinking. Like my overthinking of, in my mind, I don't know if we have time for this right now, but
we
like
probably don't.
We don't. But like the other week, in my mind, I saw like the time frame of when we had to be somewhere in my brain. it felt like I only had 30 minutes to get there, but I actually had 2 hours. And I don't know why in my brain, only have 30 minutes to get there. And it's like 2 hours away. But I'm like, no, but you don't understand. Like, I don't know. It's just the overthinking of it all that can drive myself insane and probably him.
There it is. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So what's yours? 410-583-1065. We're talking about the goblin intimacy.
Yes.
Charlotte, yours?
So on dates, especially first dates, I always am like trying to challenge myself. I'm like, don't bring up your trauma. Don't bring up your trauma. But the problem is like, it's relevant to my life. And also, unfortunately, it's like they're kind of objectively really good stories.
They are.
So
you're good at telling your trauma stories. So you're like, a great trauma storyteller.
PTSD diva.
No, exactly. So I'm always like trying to like not do that. So I guess if I was to go full goblin mode, I'd just be like, hey, yo, what's up? My name's Charlotte. I shut down a frat. What's good with you?
Like, why do you have an accent when you do it though?
Wait, did I?
Yeah, there was like, definitely
yo, I turned into a newsie. I don't know why.
Gotta get my way. Gonna get my way. Promise you. 100% gonna get my way.
Do you hide that?
Yeah,
that's not something you hide, bro.
No, well, with you guys, I don't. But on a first date, I'm like, I'm chill, boy.
You
like,
say
whatever.
You guys and publicly, you don't hide it. So you think like on a date, that's
first,
like hidden?
First date, I sit down. I'm like, hey, listen, babe, like it's whatever you want. Like,
it's
what
all
are you?
About I'm, you. I'm I care chill, about boy. Your
feelings. Yeah, like I care about whatever you want to do. It's 50-50 in a relationship. Mm. It's not.
You better not order that chicken if it's vegan.
I'm like, I totally want 50-50. It's not. It's 90-10. And just, that's how it's going to be.
Hey, this is Mike from Pasadena. Am I a bad dad for making my kids earn air conditioning this summer?
Bro, what?
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the parent panel. If you've never done a parent panel with us before, Jess, what is this?
I don't know anymore. Okay. So parents call in and they share, you know, a real life situation that they're going through and someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just try to see how we got there in the first place and try to see the situation from their perspective as well.
So how would a kid earn? Why? What does that mean? I'm sorry.
All right, so I got a smart thermostat thing, and I locked the actual thing that's on the wall, but I can control it from my app while I'm at work. So,
well, how old are your kids?
So I got a daughter who's 15. My son is 17.
Okay, they're older.
And, you know, every summer, you know, teenagers, they're home, and all they do is they sleep, and there's things that need to get done, and electricity is expensive. So all I ask is they actually get up at a decent hour, do some of the things I ask them to do. As soon as it's done, they send me a picture. They text me a picture. They did it, and boom, AC is on, and they're as comfortable as they want to be. But look, if you're going to sleep all day long, you know, maybe you're going to be a little warm doing that until you actually get up and get things done.
So you'll run it, and then you basically turn it off when you go to work. So these kids have to get up, get out of bed, and if they want to have air conditioning, then, like, they got to, like, get the chores done.
Yeah.
They're going to be a little warm. And then dad's saying, like, you can't touch the thermostat unless you get your chores.
I don't necessarily agree with this because here's my thing. Like, if you have chores, and I'm just speaking, like, from my past experience, like, let's say I had a list of things that I had to get done. Did I wake up at a decent hour and get them done right away? No. But did I make sure they were done before my mom got home? Yeah. So I think that's kind of messed up that they're going to be sitting in hot yoga type vibes, almost passing out from a heat stroke because they're not doing the chores the minute they wake up.
Well, what's the consensus of this? How's the family taking this?
Well, my wife's not thrilled with it. My daughter thinks I'm the worst dad ever. Mm. My son, you know, he's accusing me of violating his human rights. so it's, you know, it's not going over great, but did they get their chores done yesterday? Did they send me pictures? Yes. And were they comfortable the rest of the day? Yes. So the system works.
Yeah.
It's just they're fighting me all along the way with it.
I mean, I don't know that I hate it. Well, let's like talk through this. So Mike is saying, listen, like my kids can be nice and comfortable this summer. They just got to get up and get their chores done. I put my thermostat behind like a plexiglass kind of box. Is that I'm trying to like visualize it. Is that what it is?
Well, it's actually like on the thermostat itself, you can set a lock so no one can touch the panel.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a passcode.
And it can only be operated through the app.
Got it.
Smart, it's a smart thermostat.
So basically, my kids can't touch a thermostat. And like,
it's giving you're getting like drunk off the power that you have. It's kind of crazy.
I won't let them touch the thermostat until they do their chores. They then send me a picture that all their chores are done, and then I will unlock the thermostat so they can have... They're basically earning their air conditioning. Is that the wrong thing to do? Let's get a parent panel put together. We need some parents on the phone for this. 410-583-1065. Jess?
Man, take away like a gaming console, not forcing your kids to go to a cooling center because they're about to die. Like, I just think that is... At this point, I just think that's so crazy. Like, to take away the AC is wild. If you want to like limit screen time, sure. Like, figure something else out. I just think that's going too far at this point.
We tried that. Screen time thing doesn't work with them. You can't take away their games. You can't take away their screen time. They're immune to that kind of stuff. Now, physical discomfort is the only thing that motivates children in this day and age. This is what I have found.
I mean, they're not going to die. We've all had to live through a broken air conditioning before.
Yes,
so it's like,
you're right.
It sucks.
Broken, yeah. But the fact that it's being like dangled in front of them is weird.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like the most
it's just a
humane,
weird thing to gamble
maybe not
with.
Most humane thing to do, but like, is it bad parenting? I mean, listen, my dad used to hit me with a belt. Is this better than getting hit with a belt? Sure. So it's like,
I don't know if it is. I went through that too. To be honest, at least I was over in a second. I didn't wake up out of breath because I thought I couldn't breathe because the air was so thick in my home.
Yo, let's get a parent panel put together. Sheila in Catonsville, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this the wrong move to make, you think, to make kids earn air conditioning?
No, I think it's brilliant. Because kids need to learn discipline. You don't get paid before you do your job, right? And I think that teenagers, you know, taking their screen time and doing things that people normally do just doesn't work. You got to think outside of the box. And yeah, they're uncomfortable, but you know, not everybody's comfortable while they're working, right? It's just teaching them that you got to do the thing before you get the reward, right? And teenagers sleeping till noon. I mean, what's that teaching them, right? Who sleeps till noon?
Teenagers.
It's not a good routine.
It's
right,
literally
but it's
the only
good
time. It's the only time in your life that you're doing that. Also, he's not.
But it's 17, though. I mean, should they be sleeping till noon or should
my
they?
My thing
I
is,
mean,
like, as long as the chores get done, why does it have to happen at like 6 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean? He's not saying they're not doing anything. He wants them to get up when he wants them to get up. If it gets done, why does it matter if it gets done at 7 a.m. versus 3 p.m. before he gets home?
Well, he said a reasonable time. I mean, you know, 10 maybe reason. I don't know if he said 6 o'clock. I think that is a little extreme, but people get up at 6 o'clock and go to work. Teenagers are going to be adults one day. So, you know, it's building routine. It's teaching them that you can't just sleep all day. Yeah, it's nice to, but there's soon to be adults who are going to be in the working world who have to get up early and, you know, don't have the luxury of sleeping all summer. Yeah, you got to get up and get it done.
Hey, they can get up and get air conditioned when they want it. Basically, it's there, and that's what he's saying. So, I mean, that maybe for you, not the worst thing. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Bill on 2 in Rosedale.
Yo, Bill, what's up? I mean, he's saying, like, listen, they can have air conditioning whenever they want it. They just got to get up and earn it. Like, they're not going to get 1 ounce of air conditioning until they get their chores done. Is that the wrong thing to do?
Absolutely not.
You love it.
You know, we're making our kids too soft. What? They need to earn stuff. Having AC is a privilege.
It's a privilege, Jessica. It's 103 in July, typically, but who cares?
Yeah, like, who cares? Like,
do you have
stroke,
air conditioning? No, not Bill. Bill didn't grow up with air conditioning probably. Look at Bill. He's tough.
Who
you know
cares?
What I mean? Bill's tough over
migraines,
here.
Migraines, who cares?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right?
I didn't have AC.
Look at Bill.
When was growing up.
Does Bill sound weak to you, Jessica?
Bill, no, but Bill's see, tough. Here's my thing, though. In your voice, Bill, I feel like it's coming from a place of hurt. And I want a deep diver in that. You know, it's kind of like this is a safe place.
No, Bill's tough,
this is
man.
A safe place.
Bill's tough.
It is a safe place, but listen.
No AC.
Our kids are way too hot soft place. These days. They need to know that they have to earn stuff. And as far as, like, you know, doing your chores at 5:59, you know, before I come home at 6.
Before you get home, it gets done. What's wrong with that?
Listen. The early bird gets the worm.
Yo.
If they wake up early,
but
they
don't
have the
need
rest
the
of the
worm
day.
Right now. That's the thing.
dang. Like, they don't want the worm right now. Dang. Like, honestly, do I sleep all day? No, I haven't done that since I was a teenager, but I did it when I was a teenager. It's the only time in your life that you get to be a kid. Like, let them be a kid and, like, turn on the AC. Like, dang.
I think parents love this. Let's take one more. Who is this?
This is Pam and Folston on 5.
Pam, we'll give you final vote here. We're going 3 for 3. He literally says, I'm going to keep my air conditioning off until my kids do all their chores. I mean, is that the right thing to do?
Jess, you are so outvoted here.
Dang it, Pam! Pam, no! Pam, no!
Genius!
No, Pam!
I love this. Why? Explain it. Explain it to Jess. She doesn't understand it.
No, I really don't.
It seems like parents love this.
I really don't. It's breaking my heart.
These kids are so entitled today and so lazy.
Oh my God. We don't even know these kids. What if they get good grades? We're out here lying on their name. We don't know anything about these kids.
I got good grades, and I grew up with a box fan. Give them a box fan.
Give them a box fan, Jessica. Give them a box fan. Put it in the window or something. I don't know. I mean, listen, everybody's
right.
Fine. You know?
Oh, my God.
They're fine.
This man is so smart.
No!
So smart.
I can't believe you don't agree with this. I'm always on your side, but you lose.
You lose, Jess. Listen to that. You lose.
I mean, get it done.
Mike,
why?
It sounds like, Mike, you win. I mean, people are saying you win this one, brother. So it's like, congratulations on this.
Yeah,
like,
well, I feel validated. I'm going to play it for my wife. It's not such a big deal. Like, they're kids. They will recover. They can absolutely survive this. And they're going to thank me. Years from now, they're going to thank me for this.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.